AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A federal judge in Texas has just ruled against the DACA program. That means the fate of thousands of young migrants known as Dreamers will likely be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican lawmakers are digging in on the impeachment inquiry against President Biden. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
Accountability for what I believe will uncover the biggest political corruption scandal in our nation's history.
California Democrat Ted Lieu is defending the president, saying this is nothing like the charges against former President Trump.
They're trying to impeach Joe Biden with zero evidence. As an impeachment manager for the second impeachment, we had mounds of evidence.
The National Hurricane Center's issued a hurricane watch for portions of Maine as Hurricane Lee makes its swing to the north. Center Director Michael Brennan says tropical storm watches have been posted for much of coastal New England.
From Watch Hill, Rhode Island, all the way up to Stonington, Maine, that includes places like Boston, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Block Island, Cape Cod. That means tropical storm conditions are possible within those areas within about the next 48 hours or so.
The storm is about 400 miles southwest of Bermuda. A federal judge has shot down gun restrictions in New Mexico, saying the governor was violating Second Amendment constitutional rights. The clock is ticking down for the big three automakers. The UAW's president, Sean Fain, says their contract expires tomorrow.
If they do not have an agreement by that date, then there will be action.
A judge says the Las Vegas Teachers Union has waged a sick out and saying it's very clearly a strike, which is illegal. A consumer price gauge used to measure inflation shows a slight uptick last month. Stocks ended mixed. This is AP News. Leaders in France are warning Apple they could force a recall on the iPhone 12.
A French government agency has said that Apple's iPhone 12 emits too much radiation. The National Frequency Agency, which oversees public exposure to electromagnetic radiation, called on Apple to fix the issue with phones already in use. The regulator said they will monitor updates to the iPhone 12 and will order Apple to recall the phones if the fixes don't work. Apple has disputed the findings. The agency said levels of radiation breached EU standards when the phone was tested in a hand or pocket. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. ambassador to Russia has met with imprisoned American Paul Whelan. He's serving a 16-year sentence on an espionage charge. Ambassador Lynn Tracy traveled to the prison colony where Whelan is held and says he continues to show courage. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.